So how's your Lent going so far? Yeah? We're on the... What week are we on? Third week of Lent. And study... Well, raise your hand if you're doing something for Lent. Whether it's doing something extra, praying, fasting, almsgiving, sacrifice. Okay, about less than half. Okay. So, you know, the studies show if you're not... If you have not made some kind of commitment by now, you're going to do nothing for the rest of Lent. You know, so better get on it, you know. Now is about the time when you've been good. You made some kind of commitment to pray or give up something. Third week, now is the time to start kind of complaining, right? Do you complain? No? You don't complain, but you know other people who complain. Right? Complaining. You know, I teach the seniors and the second semester seniors. It's a tough crowd, you know, and I try to be nice. So a couple weeks ago, we had a test. It was supposed to be a test on a Friday. And I said, well, you know, I'm a nice guy. So, you know, we can extend the test, you know, or give an extension until next week, right? So they were all happy until Monday comes along. And then Monday they say, "Whoa, Father Steve, you ruined my weekend." You know, it's like, I can't win. I can't win, you know. Tough crowd. Yes, in one sense, we complain, we can whine. But sometimes I wonder, maybe we're like teenagers in our relationship with God. You know, when was the last time you complained to God? Some of you probably complained this afternoon, you know, or this morning, right? Take a look at the first reading from Exodus. Now, be mindful that the Lord freed the people, the Israelites, from slavery. That's a really good thing, right? That's a blessing. And yet, here they are in the first reading from Exodus. In their thirst for water, people started to grumble against Moses. You know, like grumbling, right? Why did you ever make us leave Egypt? To just die here of thirst with our children and our livestock? That's complaining, isn't it? Hello, the Lord just freed you from slavery and you're complaining, huh? So in one sense, yes, I think complaining is natural. You know, it's part of who we are as human beings. But somebody told me, you know, complaining is kind of like ants. You know, ANTS, automatic negative thoughts, is what he says. So a lot of you have some ant infestations going on inside here. And you need some Raid. Spread out, you know. And like when you talk with friends or people, do you usually talk about positive things or negative things? Unless you're bragging about yourself, you know. It's usually gossip and negative things, right? The media, social media or TV or newspaper, is it usually good news or bad news? It's usually bad news, negative news, fearful thoughts by design. Because they get the ratings. That's how they get the ratings. If they say, oh, some wonderful person in Campbell helped a needy person. Good for you. You know, they had an ICE raid and all these police people, you know, they rounded up illegal citizens or, you know, two people died in a car accident. What's that going on? You know what I mean? Yes. So, but again, it's kind of natural. We as human beings, we complain. We are filled with ants, automatic negative thoughts. But how do we stop? How do we stop? Take a look at the gospel today. It's about making that simple transformation from me to God. We have the woman at the well. The woman of Samaria came to draw water, just kind of thinking about herself. It's noontime. And she hears this man, Jesus, say, you know what? Everyone who drinks from this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. Spring of eternal life. And again, she's only thinking about herself and saying, well, give me some of that. Where is this water, sir, so that I may not be thirsty again or have to keep coming here to draw water? But in response, Jesus challenges her and says, the hour is coming when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. This is where she makes that transformation from me to God. She says, I know that the Messiah is coming. And when he comes, he will tell us everything. And Jesus responds, well, I'm actually the one. I'm actually he, the one speaking to you. This simple, powerful transition from me to God, from my complaints to God's love, from complaining about my situation to dwelling on what God has done for me, from praying at God and telling him what you want versus listening to God's will, right? This is sounds very simple, but this is the key to get us out of that rut, get us out of that ant infestation of complaining. And let me give you an example here. Do mothers complain? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, big time. I was talking with one mom, very nice mom. She has some issues with her son. You know, he's a 20-year-old son. And she says, your friend is getting a law degree, got accepted into law school. You know, your friend has a nice job. Your friend is living by himself. Your friend has a nice girlfriend. Look at you. You know, that's her own son, 20-year-old. He's living, you know, still in the house, right? No job, not going to school, is a bum, no girlfriend, little drugs here and there, you know? And the mom's kind of complaining and complaining and complaining, going, what's going on? Or why me? What did I do wrong? I thought I'd try my best to raise a kid in the right way, right? What did I do to deserve this kind of deal? A lot of ants going on over there, right? But then here comes the transformation. I told her, well, yeah, he probably is a bum, okay? You know, but how about this? Why don't you make that change from me to God, from my perspective to God's perspective, from complaining about my situation to dwelling on what God has done for me? And I told her, why don't you try this? You know, do like a journal of gratitude. Have you ever done that? Have you heard of this? Journal of gratitude? Maybe you heard of it, maybe not. And if you have, maybe you haven't done it. It's very simple. You don't need to write a book here. Very simple. I told her, just simply write down 3 things that you're grateful to God for before going to bed. Do it for 3 weeks, and that will change your life, right? And when you make the change from me to God, right, complaining, negativity becomes actually positive, grateful, hopeful. And study shows those who have actually gone through this exercise, not just kind of thinking about positive thoughts, but actually writing it, right? Writing down 3 things that you're grateful to God for before you go to bed, do it for 3 weeks. Studies show you don't need NyQuil, folks. You don't need melatonin, okay? Studies show that people sleep much better, right? Less level of stress and fewer headaches, less congestion, reduction in stomach pain, coughs, sore throats. Right? I mean, I just do that just for the health benefits. Right? So she followed this, did it for 3 weeks. She wrote it down, and then she came back to see me, and we talked. And she says, well, my son still has no job. He's still a bum. He's still not going to school. He still has no future. But, I feel so much better, is what she says. Because I'm actually thankful for my son. Right? And say, I look at him, and I look at, you know, his dad or my husband, and I say, wow, he's a better version. You know, we're making progress here. Right? And she says, even though he's still a bum, you know, he's healthy. He's healthy, you know, and he's still a very loving, kind gentleman. And I'm sure something good is going to happen. That's a 180 degree change. Nothing's happened in his life, but something's happened in the mom's life. A different outlook, right? So what I want you to do is this week, especially if you have not made any kind of commitments in the area of prayer, fasting, almsgiving, this is something very simple that you can do. Think of what is it that I want to complain to God about? You know, you got a lot of things you want to complain to God about. I complain to God on a daily basis, you know. The other day I was asking God, why didn't you make me taller? I'm 5'11", I want to be like 6'2", at least, you know. Or why didn't you make me more athletic, you know? I want to play basketball or football, you know. But whatever complaints you got, sometimes you have good reason for those complaints. Okay, complain, let it go. God's a big boy, he can handle it, okay? You can complain, but then what? The question is, what do I do after the complaining, right? And that's where I ask you to make that transition from me to God. Less about me, more about God. From what I want to what God wants. And to really keep this journal of gratitude, okay? Write down 3 things that you're grateful to God for before going to bed. Because a lot of times, what do you do before going to bed? Usually. I mean, I don't really know your personal life, but from the data, research, what I read, you know what most people do before going to bed? Watch TV. On their cell phones. Playing games. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube. Yeah? Does that sound right? Yeah? Doesn't help, does it? Why don't you let it go and try this? Okay? 3 things that you're grateful for, grateful to God for. Write it down. Do it for 3 weeks. Okay? And I've noticed that, like, when I do this, it really has made a difference. Not that it has changed the outcomes in life, right? Just like the sun's still a bum, okay? But it has changed my outlook in life. So, for example, just the other day, I was kind of really on this really negative downward spiral, you know, at the St. Francis High School. I was thinking, man, all these kids, they don't really care about school. They're just there, and they sure don't care about God, you know? Like, why am I even there? You know, kind of like this really kind of negative attitude, right? It's a pagan school. Who knows, you know? And then I was forced to write something positive, write something that I'm grateful to God about. And then it hit me. Because at the school, we have all kinds of little statues. And during this Lent, we kind of covered the statues like in purple garments. And I noticed during lunchtime, one of the students of our Blessed Virgin Mary statue, one of our students, just a random student during lunch, saw that, you know, the garment was kind of on the floor, right? And I was just like, just kind of looking, what's going on? And the kid actually picked up the garment and kind of like dressed, you know, the statue with a purple robe and just kind of like, he probably did a Hail Mary or something, you know? I'm like, wow, so there's hope. There's hope, you know? But if I didn't force myself to think, you know, that sense of gratitude, I would have probably went to bed angry, right? A couple weeks ago, I did a wedding, you know, and I've done all kinds of weddings, and this is a very, very nice couple, right? But, like, the crowd, it's like, it's so, like, how do I say, you know, not reverent, right? So they all got their cell phones out. And I'm like, okay, can you please, like, put it down? Like, this is, like, church. No, you know? And they're, like, chewing gum all over the place. So if there's something sticky, that's probably from the wedding, okay? It's just, like, so not reverent, you know? And I'm going, you know, the Lord be with you. And they're like, I mean, right? So it's like, I mean, it's a nice couple, don't get me wrong. But what's the point? You know what I mean? And then, before I was going to bed, I was forced to, again, think about, what am I grateful for that, you know? Well, it hit me, because the padrinos, right, the main sponsors of the wedding, the whole time I was looking at them, I'm going, I know you, but I didn't want to assume anything, because sometimes, who knows, right? And then, it hit me when I was forced to think about, what am I grateful to God for, that I actually did their wedding, like, 4 years ago. I actually did their wedding 4 years ago. And they told me something after this wedding. They're like telling me about how well their marriage life is going. And I'm like, okay, good for you, you know. But it now, that's when it hit me. I did their wedding 4 years ago. And they were the only couple that actually received communion. Because it was like kind of packed. Nobody received communion. But they received communion, right? So something good's happening, right? Again, it's not that life outside changes, but it's the change in my attitude, in my outlook, right? Very important. So that's kind of what I ask you to do this week. If you need to complain, that's okay. Complain to God. But think about, before going to bed, drop the cell phone, drop the TV, drop the social media. Just write down three things that you are grateful to God about or God for, and do it for the rest of this Lent. Change your life.